already 10 minutes after 8 o'clock on a lovely, lovely Friday in Dominica. It's an open line today, and of course you have an opportunity to call and to speak with us. The show goes on till about 10 o'clock. Good morning to you on the east coast of Dominica, Laplane. Good morning to you, PJ.com. Good morning, the Bread Nut Man. Good morning. And good morning to all of you who are listening. Anybody knows Hendo's mama there in Dallas? Give her a big hug for me, please, hey? All right, and her lovely husband, have a blessed day today. Let's take a phone call on the open line today. First call on the open line program. Call a good morning. Welcome to the hot seat. How are you?
Good morning, Mr. Angelo Allen.
Yes, good morning. How are you today?
Well, this morning I wake up a little better. Last night around 4:45, my body only changed and my body got cold just like a piece of ice.
Wow.
But I can say praise to the Almighty God, I don't know, but that is my opinion and what I did choose. God give me a loving wife, plus my last son and my great son. They rub me, they make me get sweat. And I want to still say a special good morning because a friend of mine, I'm not, because too much will get jealousy. A friend of mine called me last night, but this morning she waked me up from bed. She called me again. She tell me, asked me about my feeling. I telling her, have a wonderful day, and I'll continue to pray for them as they're praying for me. Mr. Angelo Allen, when I look at today, that's something that marking history for me because my home get mashed up. My wife get a bad cut, and we travel junk wood to go to a home. When we reach there, it blocked. I say I going to another one. When I reach, as soon I reach, my Makume come and she start to take care of my wife. At the same time, Mr. Merrill Matthew and his brother come. And they take 1 hour to take out blood and sand in my wife's head. And when they finish, they take a little things just like an inhaler. And they make sure they treat it and they bind the head. And 5 days after that, when doctor come up, the doctor asks, which doctor that dressed her like that? And then when it had 5 years, she tell me she feeling something. When I look at it, I see a little button. When I squeeze it, I take out a little piece of leaf. And by the grace of the Almighty God, I look at it. Like August Monday the 4th, give us 50 years, and by the grace of the Almighty God, we're there. We in one, and praying to the Almighty God when the day arrives, and I telling each and every one of us, when you go to choose, always choose the best and pray to God. If it's not the best, God will always, because one have to look after one another. That is what I had my small contribution.
Thank you very much. A very important contribution. And of course, we wish you and your wife continued happiness, my brother.
Yes.
And so I know that today reminds you of that major storm in Dominica many years ago.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Have a lovely day today, Mr. Maglo. Thank you for calling. And bye-bye.
You and your family. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. 449-3095-449-3096. And a 4493097 if you have the digi number, it is 616-4257. It's an open line today on the hot seat. I tell you, many people turned out for the meeting in Roseau last night. Many people turned out, my God. Many refer to last night's meeting as a mini convention. It would appear these days that as long as Team Dominica, United Workers Party, people are having a meeting, anywhere they're having a meeting, I mean, anywhere on Ireland, a lot of people seem to find themselves there, you know, they make their way to the meeting. That's fantastic. It's amazing. The C word, change. Is in the air. Caller, good morning and welcome to the hot seat. How are you today?
Yeah, good morning, Mr. Allen. And how are you?
I'm good. I'm happy to know that you're listening.
Yeah, always. I'm always. I call in from Meru.
Well, thank you for that. Good morning to Meru.
Yes, and since last night we haven't got mapping, I call in mapping and we don't get in mapping. Please, I'd like them to know we haven't got mapping in Meru.
So they should get you your service that you're paying for.
I call them and they don't sign the phone.
Yeah.
Okay. Take care.
Caller, thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Good morning to Mero. And, you know, unfortunately for us, we do not have a consumer protection hotline. At this time, when you've been calling this utility company for so long and no one is answering the telephone, you should have an option. You should be able to call a consumer protection hotline where someone would be there to answer your call 24 hours a day, where you would be able to file a formal complaint with them about the type of service that you're getting from that particular utility company. Okay, so we are still backwards to an extent in Dominica. We do not have consumer protection. We do not have consumer protection laws. And I am hoping that one of these days, people are talking a lot about the change that's coming, but let us hope when this change really comes, that the consumers in Dominica will be protected in significant ways. Because right now, I mean, you know, consumers are just, they are the mercy of business people. You know, so let us hope that when the change comes, that consumer protection in Dominica will become a priority. I'm sure many of you have gotten used to just not having any consumer protection. So to you, it doesn't make a difference. That's what you're thinking. But when you start having effective consumer protection laws in place with people to implement them justly, you will start recognizing, wow, I didn't know that could happen. And then you will start appreciating the need for there to be even better consumer protection laws. Hello, good morning, and welcome to the hot seat. How are you today?
Good morning to you, Mr. Allen. How are you,
hey, yeah, good morning, bro. I'm happy to know that you're up and around, man.
Yeah, I'm up and around since morning before 6 o'clock, and I'm listening to you for the whole morning, my brother.
I give thanks, man. I hope you enjoy the earlier program.
I enjoy the early program. I always continue enjoying my program every morning. It's food for thought for me, my brother.
Give thanks, man. Give thanks.
Mr. Allen, what is on my mind this morning?
You're not on Rise and Shine, you know, brother. This is the hot seat, eh? But anyway, go ahead. What's on your mind on the hot seat?
Yeah.
I can understand that.
Mr. Allen,
yes.
I can remember 1979. I was 18 years old. I've never, ever experienced a hurricane before. Mr. Allen, I was in Roseau, close to the bridge, you know, a big place close to the bridge where it's a trading presently be right now. I was downside, outside that big place. They still have cars before there for Shillingford in that big place there. And when we saw rain falling like lightning, I see people cheering from gutter with yampe dancing like carnival in the rain. But after a certain time, it gets so serious, I had to go back up to Barber State because I'd come down to get some stuff for my mother, Barrister Bank. They still sell half box back and they still cut it on the machine. That's what I'd come down for. Mr. Allen,
you came down for half pound back and neck?
Half box.
How many backs and how many necks you got in that half pound?
Well, I don't know because...
Maybe two back and three necks?
Mr.
Allen, anyway, go ahead, my brother.
When I tell you, I meet a guy and he tell me, let's go up to Barber State. I tell him, too much rain for and I can't go up. He tell me, let's go, boy, it's a hurricane. I still don't know this hurricane. Peter Holman is to run with me. When we're by ministries with cars moving, the wind driving cars, nobody in it. The Roseau City Council was in the winter park there. The whole garage was in the road. The lady house that was in the winter park there. The PHR blocked the road and her house also. When we passed boys, they went and go up to Barber State. So the leaf was like, it's a machine that was taking a leaves on tree. When we see the Barber State River, it was so large. That time was the wooden bridge. And I was so afraid of that bridge because when you walk down, it seems that you're going to fall in the river. Anyway, he pulled me across the bridge and took me to Barber State. When I went to Barber State, I wiped myself. I go on my bed and lie down because it was making so cold. The rain was like nails pricking your body. That's the way you're feeling it. It was so powerful. Why did I lie down on my bed? There's no roof. The roof gone. Time I do look, no house around me. We have to come out four of us and go into our toilet. The toilet ceiling gone. We have to leave the ceiling and go up to our neighbor at the end. Tradition and a house. When we went up there, nobody can hear us because so much noise, the wind making its own noise like whistle. And we all there bawling and crying. When we get into the house, everybody went into this lady toilet. I never hear prayers like that before. And only what I could do is just cry.
People praying and you crying.
Crying because I was a little boy, 18 years old, I'm young and inexperienced. I don't know what is a hurricane. weather is very, very dangerous. I see roof from Central Mall landing Barber State, and Mitterrand wasn't easy for her that year. So that is a year I will always remember, 1979.
Whenever August 29th is coming, do you have an anxiety that, boy, who knows, a hurricane might blow again, eh? Maybe another Hurricane David might come. Do you have that type of subconscious fear within you?
Yes, sir. Because I always think when August 29th comes, it's the next hurricane. But God knows what he's doing. God is a good God, and he'll always continue saving his people. Good. Mr. Allen, have a blessed morning, my brother.
Have a lovely day, my bro. And we appreciate your call today, man. Thank you. The reminiscing back then when I'm Hurricane David. And hopefully we will not experience another Hurricane David for at least another 50 years.
Are you ready for back to school? Get a chance to win school supplies, backpacks, and more in the Lime Back to School promotion when you sign up or activate with Lime. To qualify, top up $15 or more and get a chance to win instant credit up to $100. Or sign up for new internet service, get free installation and free wireless modem, plus a chance to win 1 month free credit. Activate your $2 data plan and get a chance to win free data for the month of September and $200 credit. Or activate unlimited talk and text and win 1 month of free talk. So sign up or activate now with Lime and win school supplies, backpacks, and more in the Lime Back to School promotion. Prizes are presented every Friday at the Lime flagship store. Lime, value every moment.
Hello?
Hey, where are you?
At Perky's Pizza. Girl, you and know it have roti at Perky's. It have veggie roti, sada roti, dalpari roti, and bus up shots. It even have aloe pies, doubles, and chutneys. You know how long I trying to find a good roti in town?
Yes, it's Trini Cuisine at Perky's Pizza from Saturday, the 28th of June. Get your rotis, pies, doubles, and so much more. Call 235-3333.
That bus up shot tasting good, boy. You hungry? Hello? Hello?
It's back to school season. And time to send money for back-to-school supplies that will help your child discover their potential. Give your child the tools he needs to build a brighter future today. Nurture your child's curiosity to learn and share. With over 300,000 MoneyGram agent locations, you can send or receive money quickly and easily for back-to-school supplies and more. MoneyGram, bringing you closer. Subject to agent hours of operation and availability.
Join us at the Benjamins Park Portsmouth for Credit Union Family Fun Day. The theme, play, learn, and grow together. Sunday, August 31, 12 noon to 8 p.m. Free entrance, popular sports games, fun activities for children, entertainment by Kadas Lipso King Halibut, Midnight Groovers, and more. Free financial counseling and info on credit union products and services. Food and drinks will be on sale. Free transportation from participating credit union. Just register today at your credit union. Family Fun Day 2014, August 31. Supporting partners Lime, Kubuli, and Josephine Gabriel and Company.
Global Entertainment Network and Cabral Douglas presents No Limit 1.0 and featuring for the first time in the RBD Cinema, a BET All-Star, Mario.
I wanna know your name, man. I wanna know if you got a man. I wanna know.
And he'll be singing some of the hottest R&B joints, like Just a Friend.
Oh, baby, you. Oh, baby, you. Got what I need.
Got what I need.
But you say I'm just a friend.
September 5th, 2014. Early birds, $40. Door, $50. VIP tickets, $100. Ticket outlets, Club DVD Marigot, Marpin 2K4, RBD Box Office, Backstreet Lime Bar Grand Bay, and other special marketing outlets. VIP tickets, call 1-767-315-2441. Sponsors, Greens FM, United Insurance, CBN4, Marpin 2K4, Absolute Vodka, Mr. King, Atlantic Hotel, Global Entertainment Network. We bring entertainment to you. Visit www.gentv.org for more info.
Life for me is not the same.
I'm heading down to the Patty Shack.
Get free stuff at Patty Shack easily.
Yes, yes. Our yes. back to school special is here. Purchase two or more parties and get water bottles, pens, pencils, a piggy bank, and more. It's more. That simple. Go down to Party Shack and be the first to enjoy all the free back to school stuff now.
Offer valid while stocks last.
Come down to the Party Shack, located on the corner of King George V Street and Old Street Roseau. Telephone number 440-8150 or 275-3959. Real Jamaican patties.
Of course, the young people of Dominica are getting ready to return to school. And some folks are also concerned that they're asking questions whether the schools across Dominica are really ready for the students. Now, we know that back then, right, many years ago, I guess, public works during the summer vacation, public works would go around the country and repair schools, repair windows, unclog the toilets and sinks and whatever else, and prepare the school for next school term. And these days you don't see much of that happening, you know, and you're wondering whether, you know, there's anybody responsible for that. Is there any need for there to be this type of maintenance on all the schools across the country during this long vacation, so that when the students return to school anytime, you know, anytime now, that they would basically have a really have a good ambience, have a good setting for them to receive the education. So, and then some folks are apparently concerned that some of the schools over the holidays, nothing was done, and children are getting ready to return to school. Are they returning to school with blocked toilet bowls and blocked sinks and damaged windows and damaged desks? And what's the situation? Are you happy? Are you satisfied with the preparations which are currently being made, or preparations which have been made for this new school term? And maybe you ought to even compliment somebody if you'd like to. You might just want to do that. Right. It is also the hurricane season, and hurricane shelters are not being spoken about right now. I guess they're waiting until you hear a hurricane is 100 miles away, and then everybody will rush to check whether the hurricane shelters are equipped appropriately. Other things you can talk about, probably. Yesterday, I found it rather interesting that Dr. Christian and Dr. Lewis actually came here and spoke with us about Ebola, the Ebola virus, and more or less reassured us Dominicans that the students who are returning from places where the Ebola virus is infecting people, that we are cool, all right? So I believe that the whole thing was yesterday to come here and reassure the people that things are fine, don't worry about it, you know. But I had a question for Dr. Christian and Dr. Lewis, which I wasn't totally convinced with their response. I'm not saying they're wrong, eh? These are doctors and we respect them, they're the professionals. It's just a curious mind that I have, because they're telling us that with the Ebola virus, what makes it so deadly is that anyone who gets into contact with body fluids from individuals who are infected, then you are likely to go down with it, go down with the virus, become infected yourself. Body fluids, you would think of things like perspiration, urine, tears from your eyes, and whatever other types of fluid, and you would think blood. So we understand that. What I wasn't totally convinced about, although the doctors are probably right, is that if a mosquito bites someone, with the Ebola disease or virus, sucks blood out of them, and that mosquito comes and bites you and put that blood into your body, to me, there's quite a likelihood of someone becoming ill if it is true that body fluids will in fact infect you. Why is it that when a mosquito takes blood from one person and a sick person, and the mosquito stings you and probably mix your blood into with that bad blood, why is it that you wouldn't get sick? Maybe the human body is just so complex that it knows how to deal with things like that. But to me, I wasn't totally convinced about that point. But I need to do some more reading, okay? Maybe the doctors are right. Let's take a phone call. It's an open line this morning. It is 8:31. It's August 29th, 2014. Caller, good morning and welcome to the hot seat. How are you?
I'm doing fine, Angelo. Good morning to you and good morning to your listeners.
Yes, good morning.
First up, Angelo, I would like to ask whether Dr. Christian is now the new Minister of Health or the quarantine officer at the ports of entry. That's just one question. And I ask this because I would think that if Ebola is such an outrage, and for example, in the United States, you hear the CDC, you hear other, you know, government-related figures addressing the matter and giving you sting on it. I have not heard our own Minister of Health also speak on the matter. That's why I asked that question. But it's very kind of Dr. Christian to take the initiative and give us some information, limited as it may be. The other thing I want to ask is, does the Ministry of Education have a property manager that is responsible for all schools? In other words, the property manager in the Ministry of Education would be responsible to reviewing each and every school in the island to ensure that, for example, you know, broken windows, plugged toilets, toilet sink, and so on and so forth, are taken care of, put in good condition, and reviewed periodically. And I suppose, I am just asking, I don't know whether they do, because if they do, I would think that during the vacation period when children are not at school, that time would be used to review these matters and address them before school begins again. And then we don't want, when school begins, it is time children go to school Monday morning and there are workers there. And, then, you know, then next thing they have to say, well, okay, you know, we have to shut down for the day or a couple hours and so on and so forth. This is the sort of thing that I think about, you know, planning, organization, what kind of structures do we have? What kind of institutions of administering various things that do exist, if they exist anymore? I know most of them have been broken down. But I would think that the school particularly should have a property manager that would be responsible for that, because sometimes the headmaster or whoever in the school may forget to submit to the ministry, well, you know, I have two blocked toilets, I don't have a broken window, or they may have left it, but when they went home during the vacation, vandals may have done it. That is just my issue for this morning, and thank you for the opportunity. Have a good day, my friend.
Thank you very much. A very constructive contribution here. Have a lovely day today. Obviously, the colonialists, right, found back then, I mean, when white man was in charge of the country, when we had an administrator, they found it necessary to do that. And when we had a governor, we found it necessary to do that. Now we have our flag and our prime minister and our own country to manage. You wonder, why is it that we find it now as a people an insignificant gesture to really ensure that those things are done during summer vacation? You know, by the way, the phone lines are open this morning. It's an open line. It's Friday, August 29th, 2014. You can actually call and share with us what you are thinking. I know someone is waiting for a political cue. You don't need that. You can actually give yourself a cue. if you would like to speak about something of a political nature. Good morning to Mr. Arundel Thomas. I also know that this morning I spoke with, you know, I like to go down to the market. Who said that? Charles Maynard, who had said back then, if you want to find out what's happening in Dominica, you must go to the Rosa Market. So every now and then I take a walk to the market. I go by the Rastaman there, have some coffee, and I listen to people speak about the country. And I found it rather interesting. There was a lady there this morning. To most people, they would just consider her, you know, not necessarily a street lady, but, you know, like a mad lady or something. That's how they refer to her, a mad woman or whatever. I listened to her. She was speaking to a few of us who found it necessary to, you know, give her some attention and hear what she had to say. And the lady was very interesting that she was saying that people watch her as though she's mad and whatever else. They have forgotten that she worked in the ministry for many years. She worked, she said, with a variety of prime ministers. She did very technical work in the ministry, the various ministries where she was employed. And she said, you know what? The stress of the job got to me. And after a while, I got a nervous breakdown. She said, you know what they did to me? They didn't send me for proper care, you know. They just stuck me in the mental hospital and gave me all kinds of stuff and consider me mad. And I listened to her. And when you listen to the lady, she has quite a story to tell. As a matter of fact, she called names of certain big boys in the ministry at the time she was there. She said, such and such a person, whenever he sees me, he has to bow his head, you know, because the stone that the builder refused shall be the head cornerstone. Because when he sees me, he remembers that he wanted to get into my dress. And because I didn't allow him to do that, he never helped me. I said, wow, that was touching, you know. So now she accepts. She says, you know, now everybody watch me as a mad woman. No problem. But people who know me, really know me, they know that I have served my country, she said. I've worked in high places. I've worked in high positions, top positions. She worked with prime ministers and other important people in the running of the state. And as she said, you know, it's a sad situation that when she became ill by the stress of the job, that they just dumped her in a mental hospital, pumped her with drugs and say she's mad. And since then, she's been on the streets. And I'm watching this lady and I'm shaking my head and I'm saying, her story ought to be told. You know, there must be people who know this lady who ought to, you know, first of all, respect her, reach out to her, not just as a mad woman in the street, but respect her as someone who has served her country. And the stress of the job, of the government job, got to her. And she got a nervous breakdown. In most countries, you go for counseling, you get therapy, and you go back to work. Instead, as she said, they just dump me in the madhouse and they give me all kinds of injection and they say I'm mad. That's a sad situation. When she told us that, all of us kind of watched each other and made eye contact like, oh my God, hear what this lady has to, hear her story, which she has to tell. How many people are willing to listen to her story? And how many folks out there have a similar story to tell? That I worked, I did what I was supposed to do, I was very good. I wore high heel shoes, I wore nice bras, nice blouses, nice skirts. I was dressed, I went to work and all the big boys called me in their offices and we spoke and we had fun together. And I did my best on the job. As soon as I got sick because the job was a little too much for me, they just dumped me in a mental hospital and forgot about me. How many people out there have a similar story to share with us? If you have a similar situation, don't be embarrassed about it. Be like the lady who spoke to us at the market this morning. And tell us, tell your story, man. Just from telling your story, it relieves a burden from your shoulder. Maybe you should share your story with us. We have the time. We will listen to you. Caller, good morning. It's already 8:40. Welcome to the hot seat. How are you this morning?
Hey, good morning, Angelo. I'm glad you took my call. Why see you on that conversation?
Yes, my brother. Happy you're listening and you're calling, too.
All ears, my boy.
Yes, I.
Yeah, that particular lady that you were speaking about, I knew that lady way back in the 70s. And she was one of those, while she was going to school, she used to go to the marketplace, the very market you met her at there.
Yeah.
She used to go there to study because she grew up in rough conditions where they didn't even have lights. And she used to go and study to go to school, to learn well, to do what she had to do. In rough conditions, my brother. And when she educated herself, she worked, like she said, she worked with all governments. Because I think she was working since during Mamo times. So she worked through many governments. She has seen things come and seen things go.
And she was in the public service even before Mamo.
Yeah, thank you. But I'm telling you...
But she worked with Mamo and other prime ministers.
Other prime ministers, yes. Right. And I'm saying, this lady, when I meet her, we have a pretty good chat. There is nothing... When this lady speaks to you, you have to listen. Like you said, you all will listen in. And she has a lot to say. And one of the things that I do is always give her a little help out, sometimes even drop her where she wants to go. And during the time she sits down in the car with me, trust me, she'll be giving me a lot of stories. So I'm asking people to not abuse this lady, because sometimes you meet people that really want to abuse her. But she's very good for herself and she would stand up when she really have to. Now, the story she gave where they just put her, sent her to the madhouse, that is so unfortunate, because she is one of these people, off and on, under pressure, she would pop. And I think she would maybe get a little medical board off or whatever it is. And when she's stable again, she would go back to the job and be very efficient at it. So her story is one that has to be told. And when I hear you talking about her, I really feel the vibes, because I knew her for a very long time. She actually grew up where KFC is there right now. She grew up in the yard there where there was a kenip tree and a mango tree in that yard. And that's where she really grew up. Have a good morning, man.
Thank you very much, my bro. Have a lovely day today. But by the way, let me just quiz you before you leave. How did you know that I was talking about that particular lady? You weren't at the market this morning. I didn't see
you. I was at the market, but just that you said that you met this person and then you talk about the many government that she has worked with and her situation. I mean, I deal with her and she gave me that same story already. And I've heard so many stories from her, and it's somebody that I'm very close to. So I know exactly the individual that you're talking about, because there are not many like her on the streets.
Thank you very much, my brother. Have yourself a very nice day today. Thank you for listening.
All right.
Okay. Good morning to you, Dominique. It's already 0842. That's about 18 minutes to 9 o'clock. And now we are going to take a short break. We are going to make a short stop and come right back to you. I see all my phone lines are going. Let us see whether we can facilitate another quick call and then take a break. Call a good morning and welcome to the hot seat. It's 8:43. How are you today?
Angelo, good morning.
Yes,
Angelo, it sounds like bipolar.
Yes.
Which is something that is not too difficult to treat.
Right.
These days.
I know.
And there's a much better understanding of it.
Mm-hmm. And of course, a person who is bipolar can actually still make a significant contribution to society.
That's for sure.
Yeah. They just have to go away for a bit, get
their treatment, come back to work.
Yeah, but that's unfortunate. You notice when people break down in our society, we just put them in the garbage bin. I mean, just from standing around the market this morning while the news was taking place, just hanging around the market, I counted at least 6 people who were mentally deranged, man. There's this big lady, very fair-skinned lady. There's this other one who was giving us her story. At the same time, you see a young guy who is half naked. He barely has an underpants holding up, you know, his thing. You know, then you got this other one, at least 6 mentally ill people just hanging around. And I'm saying to myself, I mean, as a people, shouldn't we have a place to treat these people with better dignity? Because, I mean, they show up and people just discard them. Hey, get out of there. Go away. What are you doing there? Get out. Shoo fly type of thing. I mean, we need to do better as a society.
Where is the love? Angelo, where is the love?
We need to do better as a society. Yeah.
Where is it?
Where's the love
people
in your
are,
yeah? The love is in your bank account.
The housing revolution, that love. Take a little bit of that housing revolution love and apply it to some of those.
My brother, thank you very much.
Where is that love? Yes. I wanted to I came to call on a light note, you know.
Yes,
but I guess we don't have time.
Well, go ahead. Some ladies are in the house there. Just go ahead and make it briefly and we'll come back.
The light note is that this whole ice bucket challenge, Roosevelt said, has yes. taken the ice bucket challenge. And since his wife poured ice water on him, it seems everybody else is doing so. Yesterday on the news, Mr. Donald Peters talked about students. Any student who engages in violence at the state college will be expelled. Mm. And if they can bring their auntie, their nene, their mother, they shall not be accepted. Not even Roosevelt's carrot will get you back in there.
He said that?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
It was on the news. Not even Roosevelt's carrot.
The yes. master of the country.
Wash it. Mr. Yeah. Donald Peters just wash it. Strikes pour cold water on him right there.
Yeah, that's amazing. We got to move on, though. My brother, thank you very much. We're going to take a break. We're going to wind up, and we'll come right back at you. Have a lovely day, and bye-bye.
Dominica Association of Industry and Commerce, in collaboration with the Dominica Hotel and Tourism Association and Dominica Manufacturers Association, with support from Discover Dominica Authority, presents Shop presents Dominica 2014 from August 29th to 31st, 2014. Over 100 small businesses from across Dominica will embark on another exciting promotional weekend with a shopping experience like no other. We invite you to embrace this opportunity. Improve on the economic activities. Shop Dominica event from August 29th to 31st, 2014. Support local today. Special discounts and deals will be available. Tune in to Vibes Radio your promotional offers. To be part of this event or for more information, call 235-1962 or 449-1962 or visit the Facebook page. Shop Dominica 2014. Experience the promotion. Promotions.
Minister Jody Andrew, Director of Salt Ministries, invites you to two evenings of apostolic prophetic ministry, dynamic spiritual engagement at the Arawak House of Culture on Wednesday, August 27th and Thursday, August 28th. Come and engage in a charged atmosphere in an evening of activating, building, equipping, and restoring for ascending forth to the nations. Wednesday, August 27th and Thursday, August 28th, 6:30 p.m. at the Arawak House of Culture. Come and receive teachings on fivefold ministry, discovering your gifting, and much more. Entrance is free. Jody Andrew, Salt Ministries, Arawak House of Culture, Wednesday, August 27th and Thursday, August 28th, 6:30 p.m. This promotion supported by Lime Dominica. Value the moment.
Welcome back, Dominica. It's just about 8:48. That's about 12 minutes to 9 o'clock. We're going to make a short stop right here with Fast Cash. It's money time on the big station here this morning. Good morning. New faces for Fast Cash. How are you today?
Good morning, Mr. Ali. We're doing fine, thank you.
And I see two ladies, one voice. You feel so comfortable in the studio? You're just chilling? Yeah. You're just watching the show, or you going to say something today? We'll see. Okay. And who is going to be really saying something about Fast Cash today?
Okay, so I'd like to say good morning to you.
Good morning. And what is your name?
Benicia.
Oh, Benicia.
Yeah.
All right, you look like someone else I know with a different name.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. So, Benicia, you're going to tell us about Fast Cash.
Right. So, I'd like to say good morning also to the listeners, the Fast Cash customers out there, and also to my colleagues down at the office. So Fast Cash has wonderful news, exciting news, and I guess a lot of people have been hearing of the back to school promotion that we have, and Tuana is going to let everyone know exactly what promotion that we have for back to school.
Okay.
Tuana, good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Ali.
Yes,
and good morning also to our potential Fast Cash customers as well as our customers. And good morning to the Fast Cash staff. Good morning, Mr. Samuel. Currently, we're actually going to come down to a close on our back to school promotion, and through that promotion we had lowered our interest rate. And good news, we have been listening to our clients and we have decided at Fast Cash to keep our interest rate at the rate it is right now. So we have lowered our interest rate. We have been listening to our clients and we are satisfying your needs.
So what you say, you lower the interest rate? You took it from what, 18% to 6%? We are not supposed to say, but it's just okay. So, but whatever it was, whatever it was, you went down
right.
on it.
So when you come into the office, we can give you that information.
Okay. What else is she doing? Good? She's doing all right. Anything else you want to add to
also,
what she said?
Also, to apply for a fast cash loan, you need 2 government issued IDs, 2 recent pay slips, a job letter, and a utility bill for your proof of address. Let me just take that again.
Yeah.
So you need 2 government-issued IDs, 2 recent pay slips, a job letter, and a utility bill for your proof of address. Now, you do not need any credit reports, and we do not ask anyone to sign for you, any co-maker. Now, we also refinance and we consolidate. So persons out there say, you know what, I have a fast cash loan, and I really need some more money, even if it's $500, but I have that balance. Hey, fast cash refinance loan. So even if you have a balance, come down to the office with your pay slip. We'll take a look at it and we'll let you know how much you can apply for again. And also we consolidate, where even when you come into refinance and you have so many other institutions paying,
that's right.
What we can do, we can close off these other institutions for you, and it makes life more easier. So Fast Cash always try to make the customer's life much more easier. We don't try to just put extra burdens on you.
And also I'd like to add to that, also before you can refinance your loan, ensure that 5%, we'll ensure that 5% of the loan is actually paid off. Also, the minimum amount you can get down to, it's $150. Isn't that great news?
Yeah, that's $150.
$150.
Right, but what's the maximum?
The maximum on our regular loans, we give up to $12,000.
Okay.
But we have the biz loan. This is more for the business persons.
It's called biz loan.
Okay. Yeah, right. So that
sounds
this
high
is
tech.
Yes, it is.
So this is more for the people who are their business has been in establishment or in operation for 2 years and more, and the minimum is $10,000 to $50,000. So
the maximum,
the maximum is
$50,000. So if you're a business person and you really need some cash to get your business going, you can actually go to Fast Cash.
Yes.
And apply for a minimum of $10,000.
Yes.
Okay. And what about the interest rates? Did they go down on that as well?
Yes. Okay. The interest rates, it's
okay. Okay.
It's been lowered also. And Angela, you could find us. We have 2 offices. We have 1 in Roseau and 1 in Portsmouth. We have the Roseau office is located on 19-25 King George V Street. And the number there is 448-3278. And the Portsmouth office, it's easy to find. It's on
Bay
Street.
Right on
Bay
Street in Portsmouth.
Right. It's same building with First Domestic alongside the police station. And the number there is 445-5257.
Give us the number again. 445-5257. Here you go.
And this is the Portsmouth office. And the Rosa office is 448-3278.
You guys harmonize quite well. You should consider
yes,
singing
together. Yes, we do that. We are good at that.
Wonderful. So now you have your Portsmouth office, you have your Roseau office. Is there an advantage for somebody living in the northern part of the country to come to Roseau, like to headquarters? Or is it similar to go, if you went to the office in Portsmouth, would you expect a similar treatment, so to speak?
It's yes. the same thing. It's just a different branch.
Different geographic location.
Right. But okay. Then, let's say you're down the Portsmouth area, it's easier to go there, but we get everything done for you. You don't really have to come to town. Even when the check is ready, your loan
we can actually
approved,
deposit
can it
onto your account
right.
for you.
Wonderful.
Right.
Apply for the loan, and when it's approved, just give them a bank account number.
Right.
Yes,
and put it there for
you. So you don't even have to go in that long line.
Yeah, fantastic.
And also, you can do an online application, www.fastcashcaribbean.com. The online application, you can do it an online application, www.fastcashcaribbean.com. And also you could find us on Facebook.
On Facebook.
Yes.
Are young people applying for loans? I mean, if you're a young person, but you have a job. Is it okay to apply? Some young people are scared to apply for a loan because they figure, well, you know, I'm so young, they might not give me money. Best I bring my mom and dad with me, although they're 18 plus. Well, what do you say to them?
Well, once you're working, Angelo, and you meet the requirements, you can come in for your loan.
On your
and
own.
We welcome
on
everyone.
Your own. You don't need no one because you need no co-applicant, you need no land paper.
You don't have to bring mom with you.
And no one knows your business.
And no one knows.
Can we just go over again what qualifies you to get an ordinary loan?
Okay, so you need to be permanently employed with the institution you work with.
Meaning you need a full-time job.
Right.
Yes, okay. You must be permanent.
Okay.
And you need two government-issued IDs to...
No, two government-issued IDs.
So that would be
you sound like traffic cops. Do you have two government-issued IDs?
Okay, let me just be a little more specific on that.
Please.
It could be your driver's license.
There you go.
Social security. Well, social security is a must. Whoever is employed should possess a social security card.
Yeah.
So it's your social security, your driver's license, or your passport, or if you don't have a passport, we accept the police record as well.
Okay.
So some persons just have the social security card. So seeing we are asking for two, we advise them to do, we allow them to do the
police record.
So that is acceptable also. And your two recent pay slips, a job letter, it should state how long you've been employed for, or state that you're permanent, and a utility bill, that could be mapping.
Water or SAT or courts, even courts as well.
Right. And it doesn't have to be in your name. Because sometimes you live with your parents or you rent, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
You can always bring it in. It don't have to be in your name.
It's just the address we're looking specifically for. It's your current address.
Let us say someone just moved to Dominica from Antigua. Do they have to be on island for a certain period of time before you would they would qualify for a loan, or the difference in geography really doesn't count?
But the thing is,
let's say you just moved to Dominica, but you got a job. It's just that you've been on island maybe 6 weeks. Does it make a difference?
It would, because when you to apply, you need to be permanent
at the institution.
Yeah.
So
But maybe you just started a job. You're just 6 weeks. You've been in Dominica now for 6 weeks. You were lucky. Somebody set you up. You're working, let us say, for 4 weeks. But it's a permanent job. You're probably still on probation. But it's still a permanent job.
Well, after the probation period, then you can apply.
Okay.
Also, we can maybe bend and break, depending on what the situation is for that client. We could also do a special request. Whereas, let's say you come in to take maybe a loan of $1,000, we might have to... shorten the period or try to make it, you know, in an effort to accommodate you and where it can accommodate us as well.
So you're willing
so
to
we can
show
do
some
a special
right.
request. Exactly. We can bend and break for our clients.
We don't just deny persons. We try to make everyone
comfortable as possible.
Let's see whether someone has a question for you. Caller, good morning. Is there a voice here?
Yes, good morning.
Oh, yes, good morning. And of course, we have the ladies from Fast Cash in the house. Have you ever had a loan at Fast Cash?
No.
Have you ever felt like, you know, you could do with some money from these guys?
I have felt so, but I've never really...
You have never really pursued it?
Yeah, but no.
What held you back?
Well, I'm sufficient. I'm capable of looking after myself. I don't really need a loan.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
All right. But what do you think about the service that this company is offering, Fast Cash? You know, you don't have to, based on what the ladies are saying here, you know, it's a little easier than going to the bank or somewhere, a financial institution for a loan. And you can take a small amount, like $150, $200, just to block a hole for you tentatively.
Oh, well, that's fine.
It's a good concept, right?
Yeah, it's a good concept, as long as the person doesn't lose their job and cannot pay.
Do you have a question for the ladies in-house?
I have a question.
Because we'll be out of here in 2 minutes.
Yeah, they keep on talking about permanent job.
Yes.
Because somebody can have income, but do not have a job.
Okay.
For example, if you have rental income, but you do not have a job.
You don't have a job, but you have two buildings renting, and you're collecting money at the end of the month.
Yes, it's not a permanent job, but you have you can manage.
Yeah.
Can the person come and bring records and show how they can pay, and then they'll get a loan?
Yes. Once you bring in the document showing that you actually have that sort of business, and you bring in your bank statements, we could try to assist you best we can.
All right.
So it would appear that you guys are pretty flexible.
Yeah, that's yes, what I'm are. Saying. We can bend and break. Yes, you know, we can go the extra mile. It's another thing that we say we can go above and beyond for the customers.
Yeah, they're ready to bend over backwards. You have a final question for them?
Well, you must say so because you keep on stressing on permanent job, which means that the person is employed by, is an employee of somebody else. But you keep on stressing on
permanent job or self-employed.
Right.
All right. Okay.
You have rental. You have income then.
Oh, you have an income.
Yeah.
You might. Okay. You might have an investment. You have money on Wall Street, and every three months, every quarter, they're sending you a big check.
That's right. But maybe if you have money on Wall Street, you might not want a little $200 from cash.
Okay,
right.
That's true.
Okay.
Illogical point by Angela Allen. Let's just have old ladies, of course, wind up for us. Somebody else is in here pushing him out. Can you guys just reiterate here the importance of people coming over to Fast Cash to do business?
Okay, sure. So, Angela, as we said, we have lowered the interest rate, and this is our back-to-school promotion, and it ends actually today. So we're advising everyone who wants to apply to come in today to take advantage of this offer, and also remember that we refinance loans and we also consolidate. So you can
and you have commercial loans or business loans.
Yes, we have the business loans also.
Okay. And where are you located? What's your address?
Okay, we have two offices. The one in Roseau is located on 19 to 25 King George V Street. The number there is 448-3278. And the Portsmouth office is located on Bay Street. And the number there is 445-5257.
Wonderful. I like when you guys harmonize. I want to say that's been a pleasure having you guys here.
Thank you for having us.
Let us hope that Fast Cash is going to see a lot of visitors, have a lot of visitors today at least.
I hope.
Have a lovely day.
Okay,
okay, and bye-bye.